This Mix Sunday Morning Podcast is presented by Robo Motors in Sylacauga, Alabama. Well known for quality pre-owned automobiles, RVs, boats, and motorcycles, and by Sylacauga Handicapped, the area's premier source of handicapped mobility and motoring equipment. Listen to the full show from 8 to 11 a.m. on Sundays on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065Radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, and the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama. Every week, we feature encouraging stories and have a great conversation with guests about their faith. Welcome to Mix Sunday Morning for the week of September 8th, 2024. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. You're going to have to hang with me today because I am struggling with my voice, but God's brought somebody on this show who's going to make it so much better. Miss Coley Marie, how are you doing?
I'm doing so well today. Thank you so much for having me here.
Well, super. Before we dive in and just pick you apart and, you know, just throw everything out there in front of our audience, who you are, let's just go to the Lord in prayer.
Absolutely.
Heavenly Father, we come before you, Lord. I'm thankful again for this opportunity. Lord, I ask you to be with Miss Coley. God, let your spirit flow through her in this interview today. Lord, that this is nothing about her, nothing about me, but God, what you have done through us and what you're going to do. God, let every word, let every breath of this interview be of you and be to expand your kingdom. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Here we go. And if you can't see Miss Coley right now, but she has a cap on that says pray. And I knew when I saw that, I said, this is just too cool, too amazing. Well, this is my favorite question, and I ask it the first segment of every guest because it kind of just unwraps the show, opens it up a little bit. So we can dive right in and just ask the simple question. It's a loaded one. It's a big one. Who is Miss Coley Marie?
Hi. All right. So, yes, I am Coley Marie. My real name is Nicole Marie, and As a baby, I have an older cousin. His name is Chris, and he's the one who actually gave me the nickname of Coley. And it just kind of took off. You know, my whole family, all my friends, everybody growing up, they all called me Coley. And to the point where, like, that was how I was assigning my name when I was in school, you know, all the different things. And then as I got older, you know, I got married and moved away, and Coley kind of just left with it. It was more so just something that, you know, my friends and family growing up, they all called me. Things are, I'll get more into it later, but I'm going by Coley Marie now for my music, but it's all thanks to my cousin Chris. He's the one who came up with that name, really. But anyway, I'm Coley or Nicole, and I am 32 years old. I was born and raised in a small town here in southern Maine. I did move down south. I wasn't too far from Alabama. I lived right in Georgia,
awesome.
Right outside of Atlanta for about 3 to 4 years or so. And then I moved back up to Maine, and that's where I have been ever since. And I not only am in the same small town that I grew up in, but I actually live right down the street from the house that I grew up in. So it's pretty neat. I'm a Christian, of course. I love Jesus. He means the world to me. I came to know him as my savior when I was 10 years old. And when I was 12 years old, that's when I dedicated my life to him, knowing that I wanted to do whatever it was that he had in store for me. And I knew that I wanted to be serving him in some capacity. I've always loved singing. I've been singing ever since I could talk, really. But outside of singing and outside of songwriting, I do also work full-time. I work an office job. And along with that, I love doing like photography and videography. I love doing things like graphic design, event planning or event design. And then as of this year, I also became a thyroid cancer warrior. So I'll get a little bit more into that a little bit later, but that's just a little bit about me for now.
Just a little bit. When do you have time to sleep?
I really don't. I don't know if I even mentioned this, but I also have four kids. So I
understand. I had four kids. I definitely understand.
Yeah. They're awesome. They're awesome. I love them. And my oldest, actually, he's a very natural musician. And he has dreams of becoming a musician and a singer someday. So it's really neat watching him. I think he's got what it takes.
Yeah. We'll have to see if we can get him on the show. That would be cool.
I know. Oh my goodness. I would love that. He would love that. But he's got what it takes. I can't wait to see where God takes him with that.
I'll tell you what, we'll be right back with Miss Colleen Marie right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mix Sunday Morning. I'm Greg Wyckoff. My special guest this week on the show, Miss Colleen Marie, from about as far away from Alabama as you can get, way up in the Northeast in the state of Maine. Thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so glad to be here.
Well, we kind of dug into you a little bit. We get into your little personal business and we find out a little bit about you. And in that first segment, you talked about thyroid cancer.
Yeah.
So what would you like to, because I feel you have this bubbling spirit about you. You really do. And it's like, it's just ready to go. So just tell us about it.
Sure. So at the very beginning of this year, January of 2024, news, I had thyroid cancer. And for those who maybe aren't familiar with that, because I've had many people ask, the thyroid is located right at the bottom of your neck. And it's pretty close to, of course, your vocal cords and everything. So when I got the news that I had thyroid cancer and that I was going to have to get my entire thyroid removed because of that, my doctors told me, you know, with this kind of procedure, there is a small risk of you having permanently damaged vocal cords and, you know, having a very hoarse sound, talking voice, not really being able to sing. And that, of course, made me very concerned and very worried. I told them that, you know, I've been singing this is who I am. And, I said, well, it's not anything to be too concerned about. Well, fast forward to the next month, my surgeon wanted to check a little bit in more detail to see kind of how exactly my cancer was going. So he himself did an ultrasound on my neck. And instead of staying in like the more central part of your neck where the thyroid is located, he ended up moving around and both sides of my neck. And he discovered that my cancer was actually significantly worse than what they had treated initially. He told me that the cancer had spread outside of my thyroid and was now in a variety of lymph nodes, like all in my neck, and some were very close to my vocal cords. So at that point, he told me that I went from just having just your typical regular type of thyroid cancer to then being in the category of what he called high risk thyroid cancer. And he said, because of this, and because of where these tumors are located, especially being so close to your vocal cords, that I was now at a very significant risk of, or very high risk of losing my voice or not being able to sing ever again, or just maybe being able to talk. But again, the risk of having permanently damaged vocal cords jumped significantly. And so it was, again, you know, as a singer, that's not the news at all that you want to hear. Singing is something that I've been doing for my entire life. So it was something that was very worrisome. And immediately throughout this whole process, I've had people praying for me. But once we got this news, people really started praying even more. And I am a firm believer of the power of prayer and that it gets a hold of God and that, you know, prayer can move mountains. And so we were praying. We had all of my friends and family praying. My family goes to a Christian campground. It's a family campground. They're there every summer, like all summer long. And I've kind of become very close with all of the seasonal campers that are there. And this campground called More to Life, they all were praying for me, and they had all their friends praying for me. So, I mean, people all over the country were praying for me and for my surgery that was coming up. And it was the day of my surgery when my surgeon actually came into me. I was all prepped, ready to go. And he came in and he said, "Hey, you know, with the scan that we just did on you 2 days ago, it's even worse than we thought it was even before." And I think at this point, we're going to have to do two separate surgeries just to preserve your vocal cords. And I said, "That's fine. If we have to do two surgeries, we'll do two surgeries. Like, please do whatever you can to preserve the vocal cords." And then, of course, you know, I head out to the OR room, and the rest of my family in the waiting room, they're all praying. You know, and then hours pass by, the surgery is done, and come to find out the surgeon was able to do the entire surgery all in one fell swoop. And I was talking right after the surgery was complete. So I woke up in the recovery room and I was talking, which, you know, they weren't really sure what was going to be happening there. And, so, I mean, we were all just thrilled that I even had a voice. So that was just such a huge miracle. You know, the doctor from every time that we had the exams and everything, the cancer seeming to get worse and worse and worse, to the doctor saying, "Hey, we're going to have to do this in like two separate surgeries," to him being able to do everything that one time, and then me still being able to talk right after. I mean, I know without a shadow of a doubt that that was all Jesus written all over that. You know, God had his hand on that surgeon, and he had a hand on the entire medical team that was working with me. So, I mean, I give all glory to God that I was able to come out of their talking. Now, I wasn't able to sing right away. That did take a little bit of time to grow back. It hurt more so than anything else, just because, you know, the nature of the surgery, my vocal cords just hurt. But in time they healed, I am fully recovered now, and I'm back to doing different gigs, and I've got stuff scheduled out. And, you know, God has just been incredible through all of it. It's been such a testimony to how good he is. But yeah, that's more so about the thyroid cancer. And I mean, all you listeners, you can't see it on here, but if you follow me on any of my social medias, you'll see in my pictures that I've got a scar that goes across the bottom of my neck and then upwards toward my left ear. And that I wear with pride, honestly, because when people ask about it, I get to brag about God. Mm-hmm. I get to tell them about the miracle that happened and how he preserved my vocal cords, and how now I am able to still sing and give him all the glory for it. So, but yeah, for those of you who maybe follow me and have seen that, you'll know now why the scar is there. But sorry, I think that might've been a little bit long.
What a testimony. And my goodness, I mean, we might as well just, that's the show. I mean, you can't, how do you top that? And then, like I said, people can't see you, but through all of that, this smile that just says God did it, you know, that is so cool. It wasn't about how bad it was, how tough the days were, the pain I was in. It's not. It's God did it, and he did it because his warriors were praying.
Yes. Yep.
Well, I tell you
Absolutely.
What, we'll take a break and we'll be right back with Miss Coley Marie right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mix Sunday Morning. Whether you're listening on the airwaves of Alabama's Best Mix, Mix 106.5, or you're on one of the podcasts on many of the platforms that the podcast is out on, I know you are sitting back. Well, I hope you're not sitting back, because when you're listening, if this is Sunday morning, not the podcast, you need to be getting ready to go to church. But you are enjoying my guest today, Miss Coley Marie. Miss Coley, thank you for not only opening up the show and just throwing it all out in front of us, but then telling your story of thyroid cancer and God's glory through it. And when you were finishing up that story, you mentioned that you could talk. You came right out of surgery and everybody was amazed that you could talk, but you couldn't sing quite yet. That had to come. When did you know, not that the Lord had gifted you with a voice to sing, when did you know that he had gifted you that voice to sing for him?
So, like I had said in the first segment, I got saved when I was 10, and I dedicated my life to Christ when I was 12. And I've known all along that, I've been singing, like I said, my entire life. And I was writing songs even, for as long as I can remember, really. But I actually recorded my first CD when I was in high school. It was more so just for fun. It wasn't anything to really start promoting and get out there. It was more so just to have the experience. But I've always had the dream of being able to sing and to share the good news of the gospel through song. And that's just, it's something that I've always wanted to do. But I just never really took the initiative to make it happen, I guess. But I've always sang in whatever like churches that I've been a part of. I'm currently a worship leader right now. And I've always loved being able to use the talent that God has given me to give him the glory right back to him. So when I came out of my surgery, I didn't know if I was ever going to be able to sing again, because of how much it hurt, because your vocal cords, they're a muscle. And so when you damage them, it does of course hurt. So I put in some work to try to help with the healing process. And I'm just very thankful that I'm able to sing again. I actually recorded, two of my songs right before my surgery. So I had a friend who I met in February. So right after I found out that I had cancer, and he knew about my whole story, about everything that was going on, how I might not be able to ever sing again. And he was generous enough to say, "Hey, I know that this means a lot to you. I want you to do this. I want to pay for you to get two of your songs recorded." Wow. And this all happened. This was about a month before my surgery was supposed to happen. So I was like blown away at the generosity. But also at the fact that, I have a month now to get two of my songs recorded. And I did have a song that I had written. It's a song called Second Chances, which I will be releasing next after my current song. And I started writing my single that's out right now, Storm. I had started writing that, and it was all because of these hardships that I was going through that were even before, a lot of things in my life that I had like built up and dreamed up and everything kind of just, it was really a tough time in my life. And so I had started writing a song. It always seems like music is how I different situations, like God really speaks to me through music when I'm going through these hard times. So I started writing the song, but it wasn't finished. So I had a very short time to get my song, The Storm, completely finished. And it was actually the night before I went to the studio to record. I found a wonderful producer. His name is Josiah Paul, and he was willing to work with me on such a short time frame. Like, I told him the situation, and he was like, "All right, let's get you in. Let's get things going, and we'll make this work." So I was super thankful for him. The night before I went in to record for the first time with him, I finished up writing my song, and I was able to use a lot of what I was feeling in the process of writing it. In the song, The Storm, in the second verse, it talks about how, I was crying out when I didn't understand what you were doing. I cried out for your will, not mine, to be done, because that was exactly how I was praying. I prayed, God, in an ideal world, and my finite mind, this is how I would like for things to play out here. But God, I want your will over mine, whatever your will is. God, if I never get to sing again, I will find another way to worship you. But Lord, if it be your will, please let me be able to sing again. But that was my prayer. You know, God, I want your will over mine. In the end of it, I want your will over mine. And that's what I was able to finish up my song with the day before it was time to record. And sure enough, we were able to make things happen where we got two of my songs recorded before my surgery. And I'm so thankful that I'm still able to sing them and share my story with them, even now. But yeah, so I kind of went off track there. I think your question was, how did I know that I was going to be able to sing for the Lord? And
well, you told us.
I guess it's
you did. Yeah. All the way from, you know, you made it so nonchalant. Oh, I just recorded a CD in high school. It really didn't mean that much. My goodness. You, a star was born in high school, and God worked all the way up to, he's still working today in your life. That is, man, that's cool to see. And it's through music, through your family. And when we come back, I'd like to dig into that, because with all the things you do, when you take all of that away, you still have to be a wife and you have to be a mother. So we'll come back and talk about that right here on Mixed Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mixed Sunday Morning. Joining me today, Miss Coley Marie. Coley, again, we have just exposed your life. That's the great, great part about coming on this show. We just, it just all goes out on the table. Thank you for already blessing me, our listeners, with who you are, your testimony. And the best part about it is it's not done yet. So yeah. I'm glad that we are more than just social media acquaintances, that now I can sit back and be able to watch and see what God does in your life and where he's going to take you. But speaking about where he's going to take you, besides all those other things you do, and I even caught you do little venue stuff, and I caught that earlier, and that can be very busy. You have four kids. What does it mean to you to raise those kids up, to be a godly mom to them and to raise them in the Word?
Yeah. So part of that is, even though two of them, they can't read yet. I have a 10-year-old, I have an 8-year-old, I have a 5-year-old, and I have a 4-year-old. 3 boys and 1 girl. So the 2 youngest, they don't know how to read yet. But the older 2 can. And something that I like to do is on the mirrors in my house, I take a dry erase marker and I'll put Bible verses on those mirrors. And at night, I also have a little projector in my boys' room, and they absolutely love it. It's a little projector that will kind of like rotate on the ceiling, and on what is projected, there's a variety of different Bible verses. So I'll switch it up from time to time, but they have different Bible verses that, you know, especially the older two who can read, they, you know, get to read that over and over again before falling asleep at night. So it's helping them to memorize the Word of God and to, you know, hide it in their hearts like the Bible tells us to. So that's one of the ways. I do also have them in a Christian school, and also we're involved in our church, or different churches. You know, I had mentioned before that my family goes to a Christian family campground. So during the summer months, we get involved there, and they love it. And it's nice just being even at that campground, because you're surrounded by other Christians who are constantly just uplifting each other. And, you know, when you need that prayer, they're always right there. And the kids are wonderful there too. So I love that my kids get to have such a close knit, circle of friends who all are Christians as well. And, it's really nice. But, yeah, so we do Bible verses on the mirrors, Bible verses on the ceiling, even through the projector. We'll do family devotions and that sort of a thing. But yeah, and praying with them, of course. And, you know, my prayer for them, and I pray it out loud so they can hear, is so that they, you know, they come to know Christ at a young age, and that they love him and serve him for the rest of their lives, that they stay close to him. And I pray that with them and over them. And yeah, it's been a journey, but I'm very thankful that I have all four of them in my life.
Well, amen. God bless you for doing that. And I'm excited going into the next segment, because in the next segment, we're going to play one of your songs. What song are we going to be playing today?
So the song that we're going to be playing is my newest one. It's called The Storm. And I don't know if you want me to get into more detail about that right now. Wait a second, but...
Go. Hey, I told you, this show is just everywhere. We don't stay in a lane on this show. That's the okay. Coolest part about it. So we'll tell us about the song, and then okay. We'll take a break and come back and get you to intro the song.
Okay.
So it can be really official, where you can say, "Hi, I'm Coley Marie, and this is my song," and we play it.
Yeah. All right. So, so my song, it's called The Storm, and kind of in a nutshell, it talks about how, you know, when you're going through these storms in your life, those waves of the storm, you know, they can cause you to be battered and torn. They can completely shipwreck you, leave you at the bottom of the ocean in a sense. But those same waves that crash into you, like I said, they can either leave you shipwrecked or they can lead you to the Rock of Ages. And it's incredible how it can take you one way or the other, but really it's up to you and how you decide to let those storms affect you. And when you cling to that Rock of Ages, though, I mean, no matter what the storms are that come your way, you can get through it, because it's not on your strength, but it's all on God. And he's the one that's going to be carrying you through that entire storm. So that's what the song is kind of based about. You know, and I'm thankful. I truly am thankful for the times of my life where I didn't know what was going to be happening, you know, especially with my thyroid cancer. That was the most recent of them. You know, I didn't know what the outcome was, but sometimes it takes that storm in your life to get you to really reach back to God and cling to him and cling to his word and cling to his promises. So how can you not go through something like that and not be thankful for how it brings you so close to God? So that's what it's about. You know, I thank God for the storms in my life, that because of them, they led me to the Rock of Ages. They led me to the one who is in control of everything and who has me right in the palm of his hand. And he knows the end of every story and every storm, and he knows what's going to happen. And his plan is so much better than I could have ever imagined. So how can you not be thankful for something like that? So that's what my storm is about. It says, "Thank you for the storm that led me to the Rock of Ages. The waves that left me torn now tell the stories of your grace." And that's my life story. And a song. And like I had mentioned, again, the thyroid cancer and how I have this big scar on my neck now, but the scar tells a story of God's grace and how God worked miracles and how great he was and how amazing he was. And I get to brag on God because of it. But had I not gone through that storm, I wouldn't have that testimony to share. And so I truly am thankful for those storms in life. And that's what the song is about trusting God through the storm, knowing that he's going to carry you through and knowing that his plans are so much better than you could ever have imagined.
Amen, sister. That is, that's cool. I can't wait to hear the song. So when we come back in the next segment, you'll be able to hear it right here on Mix Sunday Morning.
Hi, this is Coley Marie, and you're listening to my new song, The Storm.
They say you don't give more than we can handle, that you'll only let us bend but never break. But when you brought me through the storm, all I could wonder was how I'd ever make it through if not for grace.
Welcome back to Mix Sunday Morning, and I just didn't stop my guest. She was talking, and I said, 3, 2, 1, let's go, because I love this last segment. You know, I hate to close the show, but for the show, there's always the last segment, and this is what we call the last segment, the last part of the interview. But Miss Coley, you have blessed us throughout this interview. Each part, each segment, each Bible verse that you chose today, I know will touch a listener. It's touched me today because I love it. I love people that I love to hear, because, you know, I have my own story, but I'm not going to get into that right now. But I love redemption stories that no matter what I faced, you know, I'm here today because of you, Lord. And I'm not here today because of you, Lord. But I'm here today to praise you, Lord.
Yes.
Well, I know we went off script to pray in the beginning, but I'd like just to, as we're in the last part right here, just to say another prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time. I knew going into it, Lord, that you had put who you wanted to be on the show this week. Lord, that the message that Miss Coley shared with us, Lord, and what you have done in her life and continue to do in her life will bless those who listen. God, I ask you to be with Coley, to guide her, to protect her. Let your spirit flow through her, Lord. Protect her children and bless each and every one of her steps, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Well, Ms. Coley, you have rocked out as a guest on the show. You have been amazing. You've been amazing since high school and even before, because God knew in the womb what you were going to do.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for walking it, for living it, and for talking it. God has an anointing on you.
Thank you.
You have a gift of not just your music, because it's really cool. Hope everybody enjoyed the song, but you're a gift. So just shine for the Lord. Just shine for him in whatever you do, because it's, you already do, so why did I even say that? just be that one to walk into a room, in the darkest of rooms, whether it's a physical room or you walk up to somebody and they see that scar, or they see you, but they don't see that. They see the light and the joy of the Lord that you have.
That's my prayer. That's my prayer.
Well, how can people connect with you?
Well, they can follow me on social media. I have a TikTok. My handle is at Coley Marie Music. And that's the same for my Instagram. It's Coley Marie Music on there. And then on Facebook, I don't yet have a music page, but I will, and it'll be the same as both my Instagram and my TikTok. You can also email me at coleymariemusic@gmail.com, and I would love to connect with anybody. I love getting to talk with the people listening to the music and the messages that I've gotten so far from people all over. I'm so thankful for social media and for the way that you outreach and just touch so many different lives in so many different areas. And the amount of people who've already reached out and shared with me not only their stories and the storms that they have been going through, and how God has helped them, and how my song has resonated with them because of what they've experienced, but I would love to get in touch with anybody else. It's one of my favorite parts of all of this. And, you know, all glory gets to go to God. And so, I thank you so much for this opportunity.
Well, hopefully you have a reason to come back to Georgia sometime, since you live there. There's something in Georgia somewhere that may want you to come back, because if you come to Georgia, we're not far across the state line. You could come into the studio. That would be cool.
No, you're not.
That would be cool.
That would be very cool. I would love that.
Or I could just set you up in a concert somewhere around here. That would really be cool.
That would be awesome as well. I would love that.
Because we talked about
Rock. Phenomenal.
We talked about Rock the Flock Radio, but one of the parts of Rock the Flock Radio is going to be the Rock the Flock tour. And it's going to be getting independent Christian artists together. And I don't care if we go to a coffee shop. I don't care, because I've realized in ministry where I thought it was going to be the room full. No, it's the one.
Yes.
It's the one. So it doesn't matter where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
It's what you do where you're at.
Mm-hmm. Yep. If only one life gets touched, that's what matters. Absolutely.
Well, where are you? You said you had some events coming up for people who are going to listen to this show. Up in the big state of Maine, where are you playing?
On Saturday, September 14th, I am going to be at a fall festival. I'm going to be performing there. So if anybody, and that's in Augusta, Maine. So at 12:30, if anyone wants to join us there, all the information is on my Instagram page, the address there. But I'd love to see anyone who wants to come visit and check us out. And then I'm also going to be going to Rochester, New Hampshire, which is not quite in Maine, but you know, a little over the border there. In January. So that's something else that I have lined right now, but we're working on a few other things in between those, but nothing has been fully scheduled just yet, but I will definitely keep things posted as and we have a few other things in the works. Nothing has been finalized just yet, but as soon as they are, I will get them published and put out there so that everybody can know where it is that they can find me. And I would love to see you at any of the shows.
I have to make a road trip so I can get an autograph and tell everybody, look, I know Coley Marie. I know who she is. Well, again, God bless you. Thank you for taking the time today to be a part of the show. God bless you for being the mom that you are. I pray the Lord will bless you in all your ventures and all the little things you're doing right now.
Thank you.
I can't wait for you to be a part of Rock the Flock Radio.
I am looking forward to that.
Because that's where we're going to.
I can't wait.
We battled the enemy today. But we are going to the front line.
Yes, we are.
On that show. We are going to go to the front line because I will stand on that front line.
Yes.
Well, have a great weekend. And I look forward to getting you back on the show later on to see what God has continued to do in your life.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I am so grateful to have this opportunity and so thankful for the chance to get on here and share my testimony and share how God has worked in my life. And yes, I absolutely look forward to the next time that we get to speak again.
Well, that's Miss Coley Marie right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Thanks for listening. If you like what you've heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, or the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. I'm Greg Wyckoff, and this program is a product of Radio Alabama.